Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruttori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, Aaron Miller scored a goal and an assist then last night. Ties in with Adam Brady now for the team high with 23 points. What does having two guys with 20-plus points do for a lineup that maybe just one guy with 20-plus doesn't?
Well, first off, you need some guys that with some offense and generate offense because, again, you're going to get more guys with multiple points during the season. So having two guys be able to do that, if one guy's a little cold, maybe the other guy's a little hot, you can kind of feed off that one hot guy.
Elias Rosen had an assist on the power play last night. He now has 11 power play points, ties him with Tommy Muck and Adam Brady. What makes him so good on that hash mark on the power play?
He's very calm. He's very poised. He's very calm. And, you know, he sees it. He really sees it, Schultz. He can see it under pressure. And when you're under pressure and can make a play, it's so advantageous.
He's got the most points as a freshman defenseman for the Beavers since Zach Whitecloud had 14 his freshman year. Number one, that's pretty good company. Number two, that's a heck of a freshman season, isn't it?
Absolutely. You got to be in the number one power play to do that. And, you know, Elias is on the number one power play for a reason. We saw that early, and we were struggling early on in the power play. We made some changes, and, you know, the changes, it was a collective group. Moving Tommy Muck there was a big, you know, puzzle piece, and I think him and Elias really work well together.
Owen Sillinger has had at least 1 point now in 7 of your last 9 games. We've talked so much about his prowess in the faceoff circle, but I probably haven't asked you enough about his offensive prowess. What makes him so good in the offensive zone?
Well, he's got good hockey sense. He has good hockey sense, and he's always around the puck. That's the one thing. He's got grit. And you need grit. And he's around the puck. And when you're around the puck, good things are going to happen. It's amazing. Guys that don't have a lot of sandpaper to their game, but they've got a lot of talent, those guys can score points, but they typically do it in spurts. You know, Owen's consistent because he's always around the puck. And, again, he's got sandpaper.
Charlie Combs maybe had a slower start than he wanted, but he's picked things up here as of late. What has he done differently to get him a little more production offensively?
I think it was just a matter of time before it was going to come for Charlie Schultz. I think that's probably the best way of putting it. But I also feel that line with Iarulo, Owen, and Charlie, I think they got chemistry now, and I think they're really feeling pretty good playing together. And, again, I just think it was just a matter of time before Charlie, I'm not going to say is going to break out, but I think probably get a little more consistency to his game, and because he's a player that – he can score in bunches, and he has that ability of doing things on a night-in, night-out basis, but he also has those individual skills.
Tyler Kirkup now is the game winner 2 straight nights. Last night's off of his head. That in and of itself is an oddity, but typically speaking on a redirect, where should that puck be for a tip play out front? I'm guessing it's not supposed to be at his head.
Not at his melon, that's for sure, Schultz. That's a good question. Obviously, again, the biggest thing is when you're at the point, you really have to try to find a shot and get it through that first layer. And it's tough, you know, and sometimes that first layer, you have to shoot wide. So I think that guy in front of the net, he has to be a little sneaky too. He has to make sure too that he's got to find ice too where that point man can give him the puck, or at least put the puck in an area where he can deflect it. Sometimes those guys want to sit right in front of the goalie in the middle of the crease right there, but they've got to be in that vicinity, but they don't necessarily need to be right on top of the crease, and they don't need to be right in the middle. So they got to find ice, and they have to be, they just have to be somewhat active.
After the game last night, you said you thought your forecheck had been lacking for a couple of weeks. Lacking where?
No jump. I mean, you need F1 pressure. When you have F1 pressure, it helps your F2, it helps your F3, it just helps your collective group. And I just felt that our F1, you know, and again, some of it too, we're playing Mankato last week, and there's no question there was a lot of line changing when we got the puck out of the zone too. So if there's a lot of line changing, you're not going to have that ability of getting on the forecheck like you want. But, you know, it was just an emphasis before the game, and I think the guys responded well.
More with Coach Cerruttori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruttori. 9-1-3 at home this year, Tom. 9-1-1 in league play. This building hasn't always been a great home ice advantage for you. But in your mind, do you see a swagger, for lack of a better term, from your guys playing at home this year?
I think so. I don't like using the word swagger because, again, it all, you know, I don't know how you define the word swagger. You can define it. You could talk to 10 different people and they define it 10 different
ways. How about confidence?
What's that? Yeah, I think there's confidence right there. And I think once you start having success, I think confidence takes over from success.
going around the league, a lot of your fans go on, you know, a couple of road trips, but probably haven't been to every building. We'll take a run through the league here. What makes a trip in a building and a venue a challenge for you guys? We haven't played in Anchorage's new on-campus facility, so we won't ask you about that. But how about Fairbanks?
Well, I just think the Olympic ice. I think the trip itself is difficult because you can't go direct. And secondly, that Olympic ice is just different for us.
How about Huntsville?
Huntsville, I think the surroundings. I think you know, the ice typically isn't great. You know, granted, they do have new boards and new glass, but the glass still has was problems this year. And I think that's probably the biggest thing right there. And I think it's great. It's you're going a lot of times. The weather's pretty nice, but I think sometimes too, that can catch you off guard a little bit.
How about Northern?
Northern Olympic ice. I just think again, Olympic ice again. It's always a challenge. It's something you don't play on every day. It's a lot easier going from big ice to small ice from versus small ice to big ice.
Lake State.
Lake State. Probably the most, they've really got shallow corners. They got shallow corners. The game goes pretty fast right there. I think they've got pretty fast ice, but the difficulty right there would, I think, definitely be the shallow corner and probably, you know, probably that the lack of area behind the goal line from the goal line to the end wall.
Michigan Tech.
Such a fun place to play. Like, I don't know if there's any downside other than what happens in Michigan Tech is that they get so revved up with their own crowd. With their band, with their crowd. It's just an electric atmosphere. I love going to Michigan Tech, and I think what happens right there, when they start getting revved up, it's very difficult for the visiting team. I think that's probably the best way of putting it. But as far as a fun place to play in a great venue, I think it's Wrigley Field or Fenway Park, and I love playing there.
Ferris State.
I think it's a fun atmosphere. I think it's a fun place to play. I used to hate it, but now I think, again, I think what has to happen when you go play on the road, it's not necessarily the road. I'm going to rephrase that. I think whoever you're playing, you have to adapt your style that particular night or that particular weekend to the team you're playing. And I think we've done a pretty good job, you know, over the last little bit, adapting our style when we get to that rink. I think we kind of like playing there right now, and I think we know how to play there a little bit, so it's not as intimidating as it once was. The game is like the Indy 500. It's fast because, again, that it's a small rink. It's a racetrack. As we talked about, the diameter in the corners at Lake Superior State, well, it's even that much more egg-shaped at Ferris, as you know, Schultze. They've got the high glass up on the sides. They do have an intimidating student section. They have a low ceiling, but it's loud. It's kind of fun. It's crazy. Like, that's the biggest way of putting it, is that it's just it can be crazy games right there, and you're never in it and you're never out of it because, again, goals can come quick there as well.
Minnesota State,
a little different, a little bigger rink. It's about 90 feet wide. They play well in that. Well, they play well on the road, too, but they kind of are dominant in that rink is probably a better way of putting it. And that's probably the most intimidating part of that is that they are so confident. They're so strong in that rink. And they've got a very good fan base. And that fan base gets loud. And as you saw by the second period last Saturday, it can be very intimidating. And as far as, you know, the song of the century that you hate, it's ole, ole, ole. We hate hearing that song, but I tell you, it revs up the Mavericks.
And finally, Bowling Green.
Bowling Green is a very difficult place to play because, again, we're back to that small. We're back to that small little rink, and they play. They recruit their team to that rink. They recruit that type of heavy player, a physical player. There is zero room from the end wall to the goal line. There is, like, again, Lake Superior, Ferris, the egg shaped corners are there, and you better have your hard hat and your lunch pail with you when you go play Bowling Green because it's a physical rink.
On to tonight, if you out special teams them, do you like your chances of winning the game?
Yep, and if they out special team us, I like their chances. I mean, that's kind